Today, I have the pleasure of sitting down with baritone Makoto Winkler and bass James Eder. Both gentlemen are performing in the University of Tennessee Opera Theater's upcoming production of Don Giovanni. James, Makoto, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having us, Whitney.
Thanks, Whitney. It's great to be here.
For those of us who may not be terribly well acquainted with the opera, can you tell us a little bit about what happens in Don Giovanni?
I'd love to. The whole story revolves around Don Giovanni and his escapades to try and seduce women, be with women. He is consumed by their beauty. There are three crucial female roles in the show: Donna Anna, Donna Elvira, and Zerlina. And they each represent a different type of woman that Don Giovanni is trying to seduce. Donna Anna is the first woman that we see Don Giovanni interact with in the opening scene, and it's coming out of her house. And the question, there's always a big question, is whether or not he has raped her. Her father, the commendatore, comes out, and in order to defend his daughter's honor, has challenged you to fight, to a duel, and Giovanni emerges victorious after this fight. The other women in the show, Donna Elvira represents a woman that, despite being fooled so many times by Don Giovanni, keeps coming back. Each time is hopeful that she will be able to change him, to make him a better man, and time again, essentially gets shut down and rejected. And Zerlina is the character that Giovanni gets to sing the famous number, La ci darem la mano, where he meets her on her wedding day and is absolutely infatuated by her. And at her actual celebration for the wedding, decides that he needs to seduce her and tries to ruin her wedding day and take her up to his palace.
As Don Giovanni's servant, Leporello gets to watch all of the things that Don Giovanni is doing to these women. He watches him seduce them, and he then watches them crumble. But while this is all happening, the men in these women's lives are also being destroyed by Don Giovanni. The commendatore, Donna Anna's father, gets killed at the beginning of the show. Spoiler alert, it's okay, you'll see him again. Don Ottavio, Donna Anna's betrothed, also is basically just at the whim of Don Giovanni, because everything Don Giovanni does to ruin Donna Anna and to mess with Donna Anna's heart, Don Ottavio is also watching this happen in front of him. And poor Mazzetto, he is just a young fella who just got married and he was hoping to have a good life with his young, beautiful bride Zerlina, but Don Giovanni comes in and just ruins everything. He really gets the worst end of the stick when it comes to everybody in this show.
The librettist for and collaborator of this piece, Lorenzo De Ponte, all of the operas that they worked together on, Marriage of Figaro, Così fan tutte, and Don Giovanni, end with a moral to the story. What happens in this is, whether or not you agree with everything that Giovanni has done, he meets his maker and gets dragged down to hell. And immediately following this scene, the last line in the show is questo il fin di chi fa mal, which translates to this is the end of who does evil. Essentially wrapping up the show, saying justice has been served, and if you lead a life such as Giovanni, you will suffer the same fate.
Does Don Giovanni have any sort of backstory? Do we ever understand why he's become the manipulative womanizer that he is?
So I don't really like thinking about a backstory for the character. I think he represents an idea of somebody who will stop at nothing in order to attain something that they want.
Do you see any of yourself in Don Giovanni, or is his kind of ladies' man character a total departure from your personality?
Wow, asking the hard questions, Whitney, you know? I wouldn't necessarily go to the length that Don Giovanni would, but it is a very fun character to play.
So you wouldn't call yourself a ladies' man, Makoto, is that what you're saying?
I mean, if anybody's out there and interested, I do drive a Honda Civic 2-door.
James, you play Leporello, who is Makoto's, Don Giovanni's
Yeah, I don't play Makoto's sidekick. Let's be clear about that.
So, Leporello, why don't you tell us about the role that he plays in this show?
Leporello is the right-hand man to Don Giovanni. Everything that happens in this show is a result of Don Giovanni's actions. And now Leporello has to serve as several roles throughout the entire show. He is the servant, the friend, the messenger, the instigator, the joker, and often even the victim. But he still comes out clean in the end, no matter what situations Don Giovanni gets Leporello and himself into.
Do you think we can consider Leporello to be the comic relief in this show?
I think most often in productions, he serves the role of the comic relief. While it's not necessary to do, and I have seen productions where he's played less comic, I think he adds a layer to the show that no other character is able to add.
So do you think we can classify Don Giovanni as one of Mozart's comic operas? It deals with some pretty dark themes, but there are a lot of comic undertones. So do you think it's a comedy?
Well, it's titled a drama giocoso, and so it isn't designed to be funny per se, but there are definitely lighthearted and comic elements throughout the show. I don't think I would consider it a comedy, especially based on how it ends, but I think it is important that the comic elements are throughout the entire show to keep it from becoming a serious and sad show, despite more serious ideas throughout.
What kind of setting is director James Marvel placing this particular performance in?
We have period costumes. The ambiance of the set is also going to be in a period setting. There are elements to the show that contain James Marvel's awesome stamp, which aren't necessarily period, but they fit into the character and the story of the show.
This show is double cast, so every performer pretty much is sharing the role with at least one other counterpart. What has that experience been like?
Being double cast can be a super great tool to help when working on a show. When a person is learning a role, we watch and listen to several different productions to help get ideas of things we want to do and to see how other people have done it over time. When we're double cast and we're in the same room, we get the opportunity to watch another person do the role that we're doing right then and there. They might do certain things entirely different, or they might do things very similarly, but it can serve as a mirror as to what exactly is going on to give us a more informed idea about the show.
The whole process, we've been able to, everything from music rehearsals in the beginning to staging, we can hear and see things that we would or wouldn't want to do. You learn a lot just from physically being in the same room with somebody else doing the same music, doing the same role.
James Marvel is the UTOT director, and he's leading you in this fabulous production of Don Giovanni. You've, of course, had multiple opportunities to work with him, so tell us what his directing style is like.
Working with James is a ton of fun. He has this fantastic ability to both lead us and direct us where he wants us to go, while also giving us the flexibility to discover and explore the character ourselves.
Getting to work with James is very insightful. He's also our professor in our performance techniques class. Everything that we learn in that class, we also see applied directly into his directing and his shows, and it's great to work with a director like him. And he just wears these amazing alligator boots a lot.
The boots are obviously what must set him apart as a director. Do the two of you have any favorite moments in the opera that you're really looking forward to sharing with audiences?
When it comes to Mozart operas, I've always been partial to the first scene. There is always this strong, vivacious energy at the beginning of a Mozart opera that's setting the scene for everything that's about to happen. There is usually turmoil going on at the beginning. There is beginnings of the love scene. There are plenty of jokes because we always got to start it off with a smile on our face.
I have to say, by far, a scene that also helped me fall in love with opera in general is the last scene with Don Giovanni. The final scene not only is dramatically one of the most exhilarating scenes, it's also musically absolutely genius how it's written. It almost comes out of left field. This entire show is about Giovanni seducing women and trying to find a way to get women. And all of a sudden, the last scene is him being dragged down to hell by a statue of somebody that he killed in the opening scene. So there's a very celestial undertone to the final scene that you might not expect.
Both of you are students of Andy Wenzel, and he happens to be making an appearance as the Commendatore. What's it like being on stage with him after spending a few years as his student?
It's been an amazing process seeing him put essentially where his money where his mouth is with everything that he teaches us in lessons and in any acting tips that he does. And he really is, you get to see the artist who became the teacher, seeing how he embodies this role musically, acting wise. It's really great experience, and I can say definitely that all of his students involved have learned a lot.
It can be very intimidating having your teacher in the rehearsal room while you're trying new things and exploring new angles vocally or dramatically, but the silver lining in it all, it's pretty funny to watch Makoto stab him in the first scene.
A little revenge there.
Of course. I mean, all those times we've gotten yelled at for messing around in class, this time we come out all right.
Well, I definitely think we can call this a must-see performance. James Makoto, thanks so much for coming in and talking about Don Giovanni.
Thanks for having us, Whitney.
Thanks so much.
Bass James Eder and baritone Makoto Winkler. You can see the two of them in the University of Tennessee Opera Theater's upcoming production of Mozart's opera Don Giovanni, directed by James Marvel. On Friday and Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, James will be performing Leporello, while Makoto will be performing the title role of Don Giovanni. There's also another cast performing the show on Saturday and Sunday, both at 2:30. All performances are held at the Bijou Theater. Tickets and more information can be found by phone at 865-684-1200.